From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, August 12th. U.S. Congressman Doug LaMalfa held his first in-person town hall in Chico in 8 years Monday. It comes as Governor Gavin Newsom pushes to redraw California's congressional districts, an effort targeting Republican seats, including LaMalfa's, which covers most of the North State. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
More than 500 people filled Chico's Elks Lodge for the 7:30 a.m. meeting. LaMalfa opened by praising the Trump administration's border policy and the success he sees in its so-called Big Beautiful Bill, but he often couldn't finish a sentence without booing or shouting from the crowd.
8 million people potentially enrolled that are not actually eligible.
One of the loudest moments came when he defended his support for Israel amid the conflict in Gaza.
You should be in prison for supporting war crimes. Shame on you. 18,500 dead kids.
Shame. Audience questions covered wildfire recovery, veterans' health care, and the future of hospitals. Critics like Michael Branock argued LaMalfa's support for the Trump bill would cut Medicaid funding and lead to hospital closures. Branock suffered a bicycle accident this year and is now in a wheelchair. He says he's lucky hospital staff was there to help him recover.
My injury had been more severe if I had, if it had taken longer for me to get to emergency services, I might have a very different outcome, or I might be dead.
LaMalfa denied the cuts, pointed to a multi-billion-dollar fund for rural hospitals in the measure, and said the focus has been on illegal immigrants. For months, demonstrators have protested outside LaMalfa's office, calling for a face-to-face meeting. Chico City Councilmember Katie Hawley addressed the 8-year gap between Chico town halls, saying the discussions might be more civil if the congressman showed up more.
If Chico City Council was a public event only once every 8 years, I think we would have a room exactly like this.
Redistricting also came up during the meeting. LaMalfa says he opposes mid-decade boundary changes in any state, calling them a purely political move that could spread nationwide. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors today will decide whether to give the Elections Office $2.6 million to move to a new building. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Annalise Pierce from the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout about the request. She says it's part of a plan by the county's new and controversial Registrar of Voters, Clint Curtis, to make it easier for the public to watch the voting process.
Clint Curtis is Shasta County's newly appointed election official. The position is usually an elected position, but since it was vacated midterm, Clint Curtis was appointed by a majority of supervisors. And he's asking for an amendment to the budget now with a request for about $2.6 million. That's over his usual annual budget of $4.4 million. So it's quite a significant increase. The bulk of that money will be used for both rent on a new facility and also tenant improvements to that facility. And having this new facility would allow him to implement some of the changes he wants to do to the elections process, which include what he refers to broadly as filming everything. He wants to essentially place all parts of the ballot processing procedures on live stream for the public to view. He feels that this will increase trust in elections by allowing people to sort of watch the counting happen in real time. And he also wants to increase access for observers, basically allow observers closer to the ballots as they're being processed and counted.
What are some of the reasonings that he has stated for wanting to make these changes to the elections process in the county?
The big thing here is that Mr. Curtis is part of what I estimate to be a very small group of local Shasta County folks who believe that there are problems with local elections, that there were some kind of inconsistencies or illegalities in the past in Shasta County elections. This has never been proven. There are lawsuits filed over these alleged inconsistencies and illegalities have been thrown out so far. However, Mr. Curtis, in interviews with me, has said that he really thinks that, you know, we need to be keeping a closer eye on everything, that we can't necessarily trust machine counting. But since machine counting is required in California, that will continue to machine count, but also implement secondary procedures like filming and a canvassing board he's instituting to, in his belief, ensure more trust in the elections and ensure greater accuracy.
And has there been pushback either from other officials or from the general public to some of these proposed changes?
There is a lot of pushback in Shasta County. A board majority appointed Mr. Curtis, but the other two supervisors on the board shared very, very strong reservations to that appointment, saying in effect that Mr. Curtis had been inconsistent in statements on his application materials and in statements during his interviews, and that they had a lack of trust in his ability to lead the elections office. The public has also really pushed back. Mr. Curtis is a lawyer, a public defense lawyer who was located until recently in Florida. He's not a Shasta County local until he took the job. He's never run an election before. And all of these things concern a lot of Shasta County locals who really wanted the second in command at the election office to be put in place until the next election when voters could choose their new election official. And people are even more concerned because Mr. Curtis is talking about making all these changes. And in a survey that Shasta Scout ran recently, that about 525 people responded to, many of them said that they feel less trust in elections because of these changes that are being put in place. They're worried that their vote might somehow be exposed to others in the public by being put on film, and they're concerned about Mr. Curtis's lack of experience.
That was Annalise Pierce, managing editor of the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout, speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutson. And Tehama County has been roped into the ongoing redistricting battle between California and Texas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a suit in the county's superior court last week. It's part of an attempt to return six Democratic legislators who fled the state during redistricting talks. The suit claims the group is in California, and Texas is asking for help to bring them back. The suit doesn't say the lawmakers are in Tehama County, but lawsuits can be filed in any county. The suit requests the court consider the case an emergency and issue a ruling to initiate contempt proceedings, as well as set a hearing as soon as possible. Also, a new California law by a North State Assembly member gives gun vendors more options on how to secure their stores. Governor Gavin Newsom approved Assembly Bill 584 last month, which expands the legal definition of a secure facility to include doors with panic hardware and multi-point locks. Under state law, gun stores must have specific security hardware, or business owners could lose their licenses. The bill was sponsored by California Assemblymember Heather Hadwick, who represents District 1, which includes Shasta, Plumas, Lassen, Modoc, and Siskiyou counties. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, August 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.